Our sermon text is from our epistle lesson this morning, the epistle that Paul sent to a group of Christians. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with these words and be with this message that, Lord God, what you say to us this day, even though it's the same message that you sent to other Christians early in the Christian era, Lord God, may it be received as it was received back then. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. So if you would, find your bulletin here this morning, turn it over. We're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 here just a little bit. Especially we want to see, here is verse 17. If you would, read verse 17 with me. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. So this morning, you can't turn on any type of media, news, or anything like that without thinking, I wonder if there's any divisions here this morning. Do all of y'all think alike? If I brought up one word, would y'all start fighting? Man, what would that one word be? All right, so interesting enough is that, yeah, there's divisions, and Paul's writing to a group of people early in the church,
get a bunch of believers together, and all of a sudden, oh, everyone should be just like-minded, yeah. No one should have any opinions. Well, those are called robots, right? And so just talking a little bit about the divisions that we see here and just really getting into the meat and potatoes of things. There are divisions, and there are a lot. I've never seen so many weird divisions as in Minnesota. I mean, sorry, guys. It's really new. I'm still trying to learn. I mean, you got the Dutch and you got the Norwegians and the Swedes and all kinds of things. And y'all are called by that. And you have different churches, even in a small town, that different churches for different nationalities. So people are known by their groupings. And Catholics can't date Lutherans and vice versa. And it's really odd. Nowhere else where I've ever lived can I find this type of just weirdness. Sorry, that's all I can explain it. And so it's coming here. There's a lot of interesting things. And let's just, in churches, right now, there are a lot of churches in Wilmer. You had a choice to come to here. You had a choice not to come here. Others have a choice to go somewhere else in town. And there are different things that Christians do. And there are definitely different divisions that happen between even people of the same denominations. But I mean, this morning we try to talk a little bit about what's really going on in America. And in America, what's happening in American Christianity doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. In the world, when pastors go overseas, they don't see the kind of divisions that are in America. What we learned, I went through a 4-year leadership institute. And in the second year, we learned that the number of Christians who are worshiping in Christian churches every single year is not increasing, it's actually decreasing. Which means that we're not adding to the number of people who are worshiping versus the number of people who leave. And so what's happening in American society, Christian American society, is that churches, the smaller churches, are losing some of their congregation members, and some of those congregation members gravitate towards the bigger churches, and then the bigger churches are losing out to the mega churches, and so these churches are becoming sizes of city blocks. And they're becoming larger and larger and larger, and the smaller congregations are just dying out, and that's what we're seeing across the country. And so pastors who are aware of this, the problem being is that even though we claim to talk about the gospel and the same thing, is that the reality of life is that if some churches do not take members from other congregations, they die. They're not growing. And so I've heard out there, whether it be either in Wilmer or across the country, some denominations, they're all about scooping up other people from other denominations. They have no problem with closing down other congregations. And so that is a tragedy that kind of thing happens, but that's a fact of what happens here in America. We shouldn't be too, of course it's going to happen like that, because there's even differences inside, not necessarily denominations, but inside this congregation. You didn't know that, did you? There are some people who think that when you get up to heaven, that St. John and St. Peter will only be using hymns from our Lutheran hymnal. I've heard the idea that if you don't sing from here, it's a sin. And the people were actually dead serious. It's a sin not to sing from a song from here. On the other hand, I've heard the you know what, if you sing those songs where you start clapping, all of a sudden God is not going to like you. And so we have these deep divisions even in our own congregations. Even in this congregation, we have deep, deep, deep divided ideas. If you don't think so, come to the congregation voters meeting. Right? And so there's something deep inside ourselves that we don't like conflict. To the point where if we don't agree with somebody else, we just avoid it altogether and not just talk about it and see where we disagree and say why and agree to say, okay, we have differences here, but it really doesn't really matter to what the gospel talks about. From John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, all right, if you would read this with me. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Do you guys know who said that? Do we know who said that? That was the prayer recorded of Jesus in the garden less than 24 hours before he was executed. Question of if Jesus said it is important. If it was recorded that Jesus said it, is it important? Because if you noticed, the final part of that is so that the world may know that you have sent me. That what happens between Christians is a light to those who are wondering what else is there in life. And so I just kind of ask you this morning, you know, what does that look like? I got a video I want you to see, and I'm going to talk over the video, but this is from Spain. Everyone been to Spain? Two people have been to Spain. All right, so in Spain they do some weird stuff. They like to build their communities a little bit different than we do. You're going to see what I mean. I want you to see not necessarily what happens, but what happens afterwards. So this right here is a human pyramid that they do in Spain. Do you guys notice what happened? If you notice, what happened is they got up to the top and everything fell apart. And now what they did is they just went from where they were and started building up again. And when they got to the top, top came down, and then they would build again, and then build again, and then build again. And so if you notice, where do you want to be? On the ground. Cheering section. Yeah, you look great. Keep on going. Yeah. Wow, you all match. I mean, that's great. Someone had to build that uniform, right? And so you notice people on the second floor even, and they're saying in their own language, hey, you know, make sure you stay strong, make sure you stay strong. And yeah, there are those who are encouraging. But if you notice that as you get to the top, the people at the top get a little bit smaller. And so this is something that is building from the ground up. And if that base is not strong, if you notice, they all fall. But interesting enough is some of the older folk here on the ground are laying the basis for who is to climb up later. And what you get is at the very top, you get the children. If you notice in this picture, she's wearing a helmet. I mean, they've gotten a little bit more safe in the past couple of years, but I want you to notice this, is that this is what they do to build community, is they climb on each other, they support each other, and at the very top, their children are up there, and the parents are like, that's fine, because I know we're working together to work together so that we accomplish this feat. And so, does this relate to the church? Does this relate to a congregation? Whereas we build the base and therefore work up from there so that at the top, that the children who are among us are supported so much that they can go up there with some load of confidence that we're not just going to say, you know what, it'd be fun to see them fall. But rather, we need to be as strong as we can so that the young people among us can get to the top and learn who's there. Who's there? And so I want to remind you this morning of Paul. And he says, okay, some of you guys were baptized by Pastor Peter, some by Pastor Apollos, some by Pastor Cephas. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who baptized what. And our message is not about the pastor who brings it. It's about who it is that we preach about. And notice that Paul is trying to say, I'm not a baptizer, I'm a preacher of the gospel, because the most important thing above everything else is the message of the gospel, and I want people to learn and understand who Jesus is and that he is the only way to heaven, and therefore, that's it. That's it. And so he says, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. The power of the words is in what Jesus did for you and me, and we stop right there, because it's about the power of the cross and not what we do with it. It's about what Christ does with the power there from the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, when we see here, I'm stopping right here because the children's message made me think. It made me think. I see a lot of things popping out at the ponds north of town on the lake. On the lake, there are people who will stay out on the lake all night long. And what y'all are telling me is that those guys are out there fishing and they barely catch any fish. That's what y'all are telling me, right? So when they're out there for an hour, they don't catch anything. Do they come home? Do they come home? Why not? It doesn't seem effective if you can't get anything after an hour. Why not come home and get something done? No, when you fish, and you got to tell me if I'm right. When you're out there fishing, you stay out there at night, so you keep going and you keep going. Even though you're not doing as well as you should, even though it doesn't work the first time, does that mean like, oh, this weekend I didn't catch anything, so I'm not going to go out next weekend? Ladies, have you ever heard that? No. And that was, guys, did you hear how much they said no? Guys, we do things all the time that doesn't work after the first time. But even as fishing, even as ice fishermen, you keep going and you keep going and you keep going. When you're fishing for men, it might not work the first time, but you keep going and you keep going and you keep going. And you keep not necessarily looking at what you can do, but the words that come from Christ and what he has done for us. And all we do is lay it out there. This is what Christ did for me. Because our mission statement is that we go and disciple all nations. We talk about who Jesus is, about what it means to follow him. And in the words of, this is what he has done for us. That's our vision statement. It's us just telling how Jesus has done things for us in our lives so that we can communicate. This is what Christ has done for us. Despite of ourselves, that Christ be glorified in our lives, even in our failures. And hopefully to that we can say amen. Let's go. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, help us understand that even as any kind of fishing that we do here in this world, that Lord God, we're not going to catch fish every time we put a lure out there, but Lord God, Lord God, we're going to depend on your Holy Spirit. And Lord God, we even know that there is divisions anywhere we go, but Lord God, the division that we need to take a look at is divisions just inside of ourselves. That Lord God, I don't think there's a person in here who can say that they sometimes struggle against something in this world. So be with us, Lord. As Lord God, we want to focus on the power of the cross, what it means for a God to die for us. And Lord God, to be able to speak about that with family and friends and neighbors. And Lord God, leave it to a world in which you can change the world. And Lord God, it's not about us. In your son's name we pray. Amen.